comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Nerds United. This is episode number 71, and it has been, I was just checking, the end of October. October 26th was when episode 70 dropped, and if you've been waiting enthusiastically for the newest episode of Nerds United, you've got way too much time on your hands. But I appreciate your dedication. And I'm recording this. It's Saturday night. It's after 10 o'clock. Just got out of what may have been the best movie theater going experience I've ever had that didn't involve making out. And when I introduce my guest, it'll make a lot more sense. But I wasn't with my wife. She was home with our son. But I went to The Edge in Belleville, Illinois. Leather reclining seats, a little too comfortable. I'm not going to lie, that comfortability and the fact that I'd been awake since 6 o'clock this morning, I dozed ever so briefly, shut up. But went and saw Rogue One, you know, a Star Wars story, obviously. Loved the hell out of it. But they bring food and drink right to you. So that was, and it wasn't, you know, pretzels or popcorn. We had a pizza. We did have pretzels. But they also have alcohol. So anyway, if you're in the Metro East area, you're probably already familiar with The Edge. If you're, I've grew aware of them, you know, a couple years ago when my buddies went over there and said they had a good time. But that's my first experience ever. I went with my good friend, RJ. RJ, welcome to Nerds United.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It is going well. It's going well. Thanks for braving the elements. We're sitting and we're recording this in my truck, and it's kind of snowing, sleeting sideways-ish, and you've got about a 40-minute drive home?
Yeah, 40 minutes, but it'll be worth it. There's a lot to digest from watching the movie.
But it'll be a little bit longer than that, won't it?
Yeah, yeah. It'll probably take me about an hour.
safety first, RJ.
Yes.
So
I'll keep it below 90.
Yeah, please do. Man, now I got to say a prayer for you and your safe ass. All right, so Star Wars Rogue One, meant to, I dare not use the word prequel, because in the Star Wars...
Can we say that with it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. In the Star Wars, you know, forgive my, I guess in the Star Wars story, I was going to say Star Wars universe, you know, like Marvel universe or DC universe, but in the Star Wars canon, the prequels have largely been met with disdain and animosity, mm-hmm. and rightfully so. That being said, this was an original lead-in story to Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, and it was. By the way, I don't know if you're familiar with this, RJ. This is a spoiler-free episode. We do not provide spoilers on Nerds United.
Sounds good.
And we don't do clickbaity post titles. We just hope that you enjoy the content enough to just click and share with your friends. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Is it
a spoiler by saying amazing?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a one-word review. It would be a spoiler to say that so-and-so appeared.
Yeah.
And we're not going to make that. Statement. I'm not going to do that. I want people to go and enjoy it. If they find it elsewhere, I can't stop that. But they're not going to get that kind of information from Nerds United.
No.
On the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network, damn it. This is the first kind of set apart from the original saga movie. And what did you think of it?
I thought it was, I hate to use the word amazing again, but it just, that's instantly what popped into my head.
You can't use that word.
For something that, let's be honest, you know what happens.
I do?
Yeah. I mean, you know what happened? I mean, you see, I mean, if you want to put numbers on it, we got 1, 2, and 3, and then you got 4, 5, and 6, and now 7 out there.
It's true.
So it's basically 3.5 is what it is.
I would almost venture to say that timeline, at how they line up, it's more like 3.94.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I would. But for knowing what it is, I paid attention to the whole thing. There wasn't a part where I'm like, oh, I'm drifting off. I know what's going to happen here. I'm not, no.
I was into the whole thing. Those seats were really comfortable.
and yes, that was a little bit of a jab at you, Mr. I'm going to fall asleep in the middle. Come on.
What what did I say beforehand, though? I said, there's a possibility that I might nod off because these seats are so comfortable. Reclining. You know what? Shut up. Get out of my truck. Go stand out. You record out in the cold. Here's the thing. What I thought was interesting about it was we have a rough estimate timeline of the gap between the end of Episode 3, Attack of the Clones. No, Revenge of the Sith.
Yes. Come on.
Dude, it's been a long day and I didn't get my nap. I mean, I did, but it was the wrong... Shut up! We have an idea of the time gap between Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith... and Episode 4, A New Hope.
Are you going to fix that in editing?
No. Yeah, we'll get that in post. And then post is like, I'm too tired to mess with this crap. It's going up the way it is. There's more truth to that than you know. But, you know, so we've got that. What I liked about it is, and again, I don't think this is a spoiler because obviously we know what Rogue One is about. And it's a... You know, I'll throw it out there just in case you've been living under a rock. The Rogue One Star Wars story that is in theaters now is about trying to steal the plans for the Death Star, which, as we come to find out in Episode 4, A New Hope, ladies and gentlemen, are used to destroy the Death Star.
We said no spoilers. What if nobody's seen number 4 yet?
Then they're not. If you're listening to a podcast called Nerds United and you haven't seen Star Wars... you need help, my friend. And that, I mean, I understand. Star Wars isn't for everybody. Some people be like, I don't know what Star Wars is, but Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is my shit. And I haven't seen that movie either because I have a 1-year-old. And thank you, by the way, for coming up and giving me an excuse to get out of the house.
Not a problem. Hey, come on now. It's a chance for me to get out, too.
That's true. That's true. What I liked about it is the end of the movie being the end of the movie, and again, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but the beginning of the movie when they show a young Jyn Erso, which is the female character's name, the lead, the heroine, if you will, show her as a child, almost makes you think, I don't know exactly how much time elapses, but at one point she says, you know, when she's talking with Forrest Whitaker's character, Saul Guerrero, if I remember correct, or Saul Guerrero, Guerrera something, very, very luchador.
Yes.
Name. I thought it's like, oh, son, it'd be like the son, Saul. All right. Never. Moving on. That's something for Kevin Huntsberger, my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast.
I was going to say, you're getting into a little bit of WWE type stuff.
I'm getting there. Getting there. Lucha Underground. But at one point they said that, you know, he left her, disappeared when she was 16, and it seemed like now, you know, probably I'd say this character's age, and I know that there's a book out there called, I don't know the book, I don't know the title of it, shame on me, but that adds many other layers to this story, so maybe in the book they say how old Jyn Erso is. I don't know. I would guess that she's probably mid-20s. And if she's mid-20s and 10 years had passed since Saul Guerrera's character had you know, told her to hide and wait and never came back, then there, and in the early scenes of her as a child, I'd say she was about 8 or 9. I mean, it seems to me the flashback, if you will, or the very early scenes where she's a child is the very early stages of the Empire. And again, we know that Empire is going to be building this. If you go back to Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, And the plans that are shared on Geonosis, given to Darth Tyrannus, of course, Count Dooku.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting way back into the prequels. So we knew that there, you didn't know how long it was going to take to build something like this. Obviously, you know, 25 galactic years seems to be about.
Yes.
So overall, I mean, not again, I like the idea that they were exploring that gap. I'd like more. Wait, if I say I like more gap exploration, is that gonna is that gonna come across in a way that could be misperceived?
Giggity, giggity.
Huh?
Oh, come on. No type of Family Guy reference allowed, really.
I don't watch as much Family Guy as I used to.
That's what, okay.
Okay. Is it from New Family Guy?
No. It's just. Come on.
What did you say?
Giggity giggity.
I thought you said gaity 80.
No, giggity
okay.
giggity.
Okay, I'm familiar with giggity. All right.
I was going to say, like, that's from the original, but.
I was like, where the hell is gaity 80 coming from? Folks, if you've made it this long, we apologize. We thank you for continuing to listen and support these podcasts that are homegrown with no advertising budget. I mean, that's what Stone Cold Steve Austin says in his podcast, but everybody knows who he is, so it's not difficult for him to get millions of listeners. Most people don't know who I am, so if you enjoy the show, I encourage you to click that share button, click that iTunes button, download, leave a review, and let iTunes know that there's only one nerd podcast out there for you, and it's probably Nerdist or something else, but a second one might be me, I don't know. So, RJ, without using the word amazing, because if you use it again, I'm going to punch you in the nuts. I mean, there was something about this story that was just so, I mean, so charming. You know, it was, we were talking right after the lights went up, and you said, you know what, this might get me in trouble, but I liked it more than The Force Awakens. That's what you said.
Yes.
You thought it was better. I don't know if you saw. I can't remember if you said it was better or you just liked it more, because that's a distinction. One is an opinion. One is stating fact. The Force Awakens for me, and I think for a lot of people, hit that nostalgia note.
Yes.
You know, where this was, you know, it's in a world we're all familiar with, but it's an original story with original characters, and there were only a handful of characters in the movie that we had seen before. By the way, one of those characters, the actor is dead, and the CGI was phenomenal.
And that's one of the things I wanted to touch on, but I wanted you to bring it up, because as anybody that listens knows, this is my first appearance with you.
This is true.
So I didn't know if that would be any type of spoiler for anybody, but that is one of the things when you talk about just watching the film, was like, oh my god, just the CGI was amazing. There it is again. Was great. Was just, it, to know that that type of technology is out there to make something like that happen was outstanding. But whenever I said I think that it was better, more so to give you a little bit of a toss to your WWE type thing, you watch wrestling or watch something and then one of your old wrestlers may come back. That may make it an awesome event because he showed up. Was it the greatest technical match that you have ever seen or anything like that? No, but Stone Cold Steve Austin came out of nowhere and stunnered somebody after being gone for, you know, five years or something like that. You're like, that's the wow factor.
I thought you were going to bring up when Kevin Nash came out and was a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble.
There you go. There is one right there. And it was... there's a wow factor. Hasn't been there for how long and all of a sudden shows up. But this one didn't have any of that. You had all these new characters really that the story has never really been told on film, and it caught my attention. I thought the story was told better, and I thought that's, I guess, the way I would put it. The story was told better to me.
They didn't necessarily have to fall into those familiar tropes of, oh, we got to make sure we have Chewbacca in there, and yep. You know, which again, they're adorable and we love them. I enjoyed thoroughly The Force Awakens.
Oh, I'm saying I almost cried whenever Han Solo died.
What?
Yes. He's my favorite character.
He dies?
Spoiler alert. Hold on. See? You didn't tell me when to stop.
Backstory. We're going to back it up a little bit. I met RJ in either the very last weekend of August or the first weekend of September 2007 at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Carbondale. I'm older than you, so shut up. And the only reason I ended up in Carbondale that particular Sunday morning was because a Google search, actually I take that back, in 07, a MySpace forum told me that that was a good place to watch the Steelers games for somebody who couldn't afford NFL Sunday ticket like I couldn't. And I was in an apartment that wouldn't let me get DirecTV anyway.
Those
I went.
Bastards.
Yeah, well. may she rest in peace. Yeah, don't you feel bad now? So I went down to Carbondale, and I just, you know, said hi to the first person in a Steelers jersey that I saw, and happened to be this guy.
And you've been loving it ever since.
Yeah, we've been friends ever since. And bless the hearts of those poor Brownies fans. And all poor Brownies fans. Alex, if you're listening, you missed out on a great movie, and it's a shame that your wife won't let you watch the movie until 2017.
Oh, so long to wait.
By the way, Alex, and all Browns fans, did you know that there are now two Star Wars movies since the last time your team won? That's an inside joke based on a meme that I saw on Facebook today.
Yes. That's amazing.
And everything went awkwardly quiet. This is probably gone on long enough.
Well, would you feel? Knowing my statement, as soon as the lights turned back on and everything was over, and I turned to you and said that, what do you think?
I thought, man, I wish I would have not missed those 3 or 4 minutes in the middle of the movie.
Because that would have changed everything, right?
I was like, where the hell did these people come from? You know, first them, you know, they're in a you know, redacted scene that I'm not going to say. And then next thing I know, I kind of like, oh, they're in a different setting altogether. How did that happen? No, folks, I didn't miss enough to like not understand the story. I really enjoyed it. I liked it. As far as where it sits, as far as, you know, like in comparison to The Force Awakens, I don't know. Force Awakens for me, again, hits it. I'm old. I'm set in my ways, and it hit that nostalgia note. This might be, however, you know, when it's all said and done, critically speaking, might be a top 3 Star Wars movie based on the ones we've got right now. I still think Empire stands at the top.
Yes.
I'd probably put A New Hope, you know, as number 2. This might be...
Well, your original always has that spot in your heart.
I mean, I like to quote Clerks, the movie Clerks here, when Dante's talking about how Empire's better. He says, man, he's like, it's just like life, man. It ends on such a downbeat. He's like, just like life, it's kicking the nuts.
Yeah.
You know? But also in Clerks, they do mention and discuss, you know, the independent contractors that have to come aboard the second Death Star to, you know, to in construction. And like, they talk about, like, of course they're going to have a plumber. Do you think the average stormtrooper knows how to install a toilet main? So, you know, have you seen Clerks?
No.
Answer.
No, I'll be honest. I haven't.
Before you leave, I'm going to go inside and get you that video.
And embarrass me in front of everybody, right?
I'll tell you what, I'm a mark for Kevin Smith, and I've been trying to get him on the show. He's the inspiration for me doing this show. And to Kevin Smith, if you're listening, please return my emails, my tweets. My Instagrams? I don't know.
Starting to get a little sad for you.
That would be a true honor, though, to be able to... Because, I mean... I'll tell those stories when Kevin Smith's on the Nerds United podcast.
There you
someday.
Go.
But it is late. We've been sitting out here for 20 minutes now talking about Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Tremendous movie. Absolutely awesome. Some may even say it was amazing. Some may say that a lot.
Yeah.
go check it out in theaters now. However, make sure, you know, that if you are out traveling, you're doing so safely, because as RJ is about to find out, it's snowing sideways and it's cold and it's only going to get colder. So I'm not going to keep him any longer. Be safe going home, buddy.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Hopefully this is not the last time I'll join you on your wonderful podcast here.
We'll probably do it after the next nerdy movie comes out.
That sounds good to me.
All right, unless it's one that my wife wants to see. In that case, you're screwed.
Yeah, I'm not. Maybe my wife will come with us, too.
What about the kids?
Depends on the age at that point.
We're going to have nerdy movies before my kid's, like, 2.
Well,
we're going to have a lot of nerdy movies in 17.
Mine's 2.5 years old, and she ain't been in the movie theater yet, and I'm not starting yet. She doesn't know the thing Quiet yet. I mean, she does, but then it's loud again.
My wife worked Thursday night, and I had just a very small notion of taking my son Garrett to the movies and watching this movie, and I'm like, it's going to be late, and he'll probably be asleep. But, man, if he wakes up, he ain't going to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, I used the discretion and stayed home, and moviegoers everywhere thank me.
Well, you've all obviously tried watching a movie at home, like a new movie that you haven't seen at home.
I hit pause
with the baby
lot.
Away. Exactly.
I hit
a two-hour movie takes 6.
I hit pause, and I look at him, and I'm like, seriously? I'm not stopping this until you shut up.
And then you got to go back. What the hell did they just say?
It happens. It happens. It happened, of all damn things, it happened with Mickey's Christmas Carol, too.
I'm amazed. You had to know the plot points to that movie. That's why you had to pause it, right?
Hey, why, it's you, Ebenezer, the richest man in the cemetery. That's Pete, as of the Ghost of Christmas Future, you jerks. All right. Speaking of, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, RJ.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
We got your photo card. It was very lovely. We apologize that we're shit with cards and we don't send them out.
That's okay. Last year, we did Christmas pictures. And it came to Christmas Eve, and I turned to my wife and go, we didn't send Christmas cards, so we sent New Year's cards.
That works. I think we got those while we were in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man, be safe, go home, and hug your little girl.
Oh, I definitely will.
And your wife, if you want to.
Yeah, well, she may not want me to, we'll find out. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us go back and forth for a little bit. Hopefully, we can maybe do another one of these after everybody's seen the movie and go a little bit more into the actual details of the movie. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, though.
I like to give them a month to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's December. I haven't seen Suicide Squad.
Really?
I haven't seen Suicide Squad or Doctor Strange.
Well, I haven't seen Doctor Strange yet either.
Suicide Squad, and I'll tell you the reason. This is why conversations last forever, because we always think of something else to say. Suicide Squad, I would have bought it, you know, the digital version of it, the stream version of it, a month ago, but I'm like, you know, it's close enough to Christmas, I'll just ask for it for Christmas, and since I only asked for like 2 other things for Christmas, there's a good chance somebody's getting Suicide Squad for Christmas.
Well, here's what I then want to say then. Whenever you go to watch it, we'll do another podcast like this, and then we can go into details of it, because everybody else on the world has seen it, except for you. So, if you don't get it for Christmas, because you've been bad, you know, I know you have. It's okay.
No, I haven't been bad, RJ. I've been naughty.
It's getting really warm in this truck.
You know, you pee a little once, everybody thinks it. All right, that's it for episode 71 of Nerds United. May God have mercy on our souls, and Merry Christmas.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.